And I could relate many, you know, things that they had taken care of with very innovative methods.
Can you think of just one example?
Well, there was an old-timer, Gussick, a white man there, who had developed urinary obstruction. And at a time before, they were in radio contact with a hospital. Because, as I say, there was no BIA school in Quigoc. And you know this, it would be fatal. And I can remember getting such a call from St. Lawrence Island, and I have to admit that I was at a loss as to what they should do about it. And since I would say now that they should just put a needle in just over, right over the pubic bone, and hopefully they could drain the bladder. But Axel had taken a willow and used as a catheter and relieved the obstruction. And I never quite envisioned how he would get the bark of the willow to make a tube that could be inserted. But while I was sitting with Pearlie, she happened to bring that up and described how he had actually taken the bark off and very carefully rounded the point of this limber willow twig and had used that as a probe to relieve the urinary obstruction. And I guess it was used a number of times, and years later, O'Connor ended up in the Pioneer home down in Sitka, and I think lived another 15 years into his 90s down there.
Neat.